Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest Redder, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 199 for November 23rd, 2006, Excuse Box. And now, get ready for Dick! The carcass is left on the table, the dribs and drabs of yam and cranberry sauce are down Uncle Herman's snoring chest, the football game's on the TV, and yes, you've snuck out to the backyard to avoid the stares of your family, and you've decided to listen to the Daily GizWiz. Thanksgiving edition! Happy yes. Turkey Day!
All right, this is the second turkey of the day.
You've already had your turkey, but you want more.
More, right. The turkey pod, the turkey netcast is on the air.
But at least we have our own gravy.
We do.
We make our own giblets on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is a giblet, and why would you want one?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
It's not. It's the lump in the gravy that nobody wants to eat is what it is.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Also, a cooking tip. I'm not a professional chef, but don't leave that stuff in the plastic bag when you roast the turkey.
That's not a good...
Did you do that, really? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm taking out the stuffing, and I'm going...
You left it inside.
What was this? Body parts in here?
Yes, it is. Exactly.
Right, it
the
is
neck
body
and the... Oh, you left those in there. So now, do you do a turkey for Thanksgiving, or what are you doing?
No, I have the best deal. There are... about five freelancers. We've been doing this now for about 25 years. Five freelancers. We meet every Thanksgiving. We all bring something to my friend's house. And we have a full turkey dinner. I supply desserts because I'm a good baker.
Oh, neat. I didn't know that about you.
Pineapple upside down cake.
Oh, wow.
And the best thing about it is... the minute the fork hits the plate after eating dessert, it's like someone threw a bomb into the room. We all go home.
What?
We call it the no small talk turkey Thanksgiving dinner.
That's hysterical.
Because when you go to someone's house,
you gotta talk.
After you're stuffed.
You just want to sleep.
All you want to do is go to sleep. You cannot get up and leave because it's impolite.
Well, do you have small talk before the dinner at least? You chat a little bit?
We chat a little bit. We say, how you doing? Sit down, eat.
After 25 years, there's not much to say anyway.
There's not much to say. You come in the door and go, haven't seen you in a year. What's new? I go, nothing. They go, okay, let's see.
So you don't see these people for a whole year?
Well, I see them on and off, but the
are they all function, are they mad writers, or they're just writers of all stripes?
Writers of all sorts. People doing independent films.
Well, that's kind of neat.
It's kind of fun.
What a neat
Someone
group.
Doing, so it is fun.
And you're going to make your traditional pineapple upside down cake today?
Pineapple upside down cake.
I had no idea you baked. This is the first. I mean, I've known you for years, and the first I've ever known.
Yeah. And my other favorite is chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yum.
But when I used to make chocolate chip cookies, I used to eat the batter. And then I think I told you, when I started living alone, I started eating more and more of the batter. And then I would bake three cookies. And then I would think, this is stupid to bake three cookies.
Why am I baking them? Let's just eat
them. I just used to eat the batter.
Oh, that's gross. That's so disgusting. Anyway. Now, you're an Italian boy. Now, my old Italian grandma. I mean, you had to have spaghetti and meatballs for Thanksgiving. You wouldn't just have a turkey. You'd have a lot.
My mother and my sister, they made their own pasta from scratch.
Yes.
And I used to help them cut the pasta into pieces.
There's nothing better than an Italian-American Thanksgiving.
Right. And then we had the antipasta.
The anchovies and olives
and
prosciutto. Love that.
And the minestrone.
Oh, yeah, baby. Right.
And then the turkey. And we finally, it took about 20 years to go, Ma. Ma.
I can't eat anymore, Ma.
Don't make the turkey the 19th course. Please. Leave out about 19. Leave out 18 of the entrees and just anyway. So we finally got down to antipas turkey.
Antipas turkey.
on Pipasta to turkey.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Okay. Yeah.
Now, is it still Thanksgiving?
Okay. Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. Okay. And it's time for a gadget.
Okay, the gadget. This is very clever. This is called the excuse box. Excuse box. Now, a couple months ago, or maybe even more, 5 months ago, from stupid.com, we did the phone excuse machine, a little battery operated device.
Right. Which you have used on me a couple of times.
Yes.
I don't know that.
Oh, okay. Well, when the person who came up with the excuse box or is doing PR for the excuse box called, I said, you know, we did this. It's little 5 second, 10 second joke things. And she said, no, I want to send you this because it's very clever. Leo, these are 10 full 1 minute digital backgrounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Leo, they're calling my flight. So you have a
minute. That's a good one. That's a good one.
A minute on an airplane.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Hold it close to the mic, though, because. Oh, that's very realistic.
Hey, I'm at the air. Leo, I'm still at the airport. I cannot come up and do call for help.
This is great. And this is on a keychain.
This is on a little, yeah, it's a little, you know, they call it keychain. The box is probably
I have some of these on MP3 from their website I could play for.
Yes, and I have them on my website, too.
Let me play. You're at the mechanic shop. You're at the auto shop.
Yep.
Hey, I'm at the auto shop. They say the car has to stay all week, so I'm just going to sleep here. I'll be back on Friday, okay?
Okay, Leo.
I don't know. All right, wait. Here's the baby one. Let me try the baby one.
Okay.
This is the baby crying. Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotta run. The baby's waking up. Oh, no, it's okay, Junior. It's okay. Oh, look at that. Oh my goodness, he wasn't wearing a diaper. It's everywhere. Oh, I've got to run now, Dick. Oh my.
Okay.
The humanity.
Yeah, the amazing thing is he's 14 years old, isn't he?
What else does it have? These are great.
It has a construction zone.
Okay.
So if you're in your car, you can pretend that you're dead on the road.
The crane just fell on you?
Yeah, right. Wow. Auto repair, or you played auto repair shop. There's static. Urgent call on the other line.
This is hardcore. This is not joke excuses, Chinese food delivery. This is hardcore stuff. This is for somebody who really wants it.
It's $13. It's $12.95. So it's 10 excuses, and each one is a full minute long so that you have a chance to really get into some really lying scenarios.
Elaborate lies.
Right.
They really just call it the lying box.
The lying.
The liar's keychain. Wow. All right. So this is it's not the EX, it's the X.
X-C-U-S-E. Excuse
box. My goodness. Would you like to, shall we read a letter from some lucky listener?
Okay.
I just had to have a drink before that.
Yeah, very good. This is from Jason Auber. I've been a regular listener to the Daily Gizwiz on Twit since it started.
Thank you.
I am a particular fan of the closing mid-minute section.
Interesting.
Unlike yourself, Sarah Fowler does not have a Wikipedia entry.
Well,
so
she
I was wondering
needs
if
one.
You could. Yes, she does need one.
But nobody knows anything about her. We can't.
No, the reason I'm bringing this up is everybody has been emailing me this New York Times article about when she got married. Now, I knew Sarah when she was married. I knew her for 2 or 3 years after she was married. I have lost track of her in, say, the past 3 years.
So you knew she was married, and now she's not.
I knew she was married.
She's single
now. She's still married. No,
she's still married. Oh, okay.
She moved to Russia. Her husband works for Associated Press.
Was she
work
a
for
comic?
Associated
what
Press.
Was her background?
Her background was, no, I think she was just a funny person. She was associate editor at MAD.
Oh, all right. She was an editor.
Right. I think she was a friend of Bill's, and I think
She did voices, which was great. I mean,
she did voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was just funny in the office. And when I went to Gaines with the Mad Minute things, you know, I was doing it for a while. And then Sarah Farrell and I were talking one day, and I said, you know, Sarah, you would be funny on the Mad Minutes. And she said, oh, I'll do whatever you want.
Cool.
So, and we even made a little extra money because the company we recorded at was called Valentino. And I don't know if they still do it, but Valentino had a huge collection of sound effects records. And Sarah Fowler and I are the crying people. And we're the laughing people. And I think we're the arguing people. So I made a couple $100 sitting in a studio doing sound effects. And then I made a couple $100 more taking them out on my boat. So they needed sounds of buoys ringing in the harbor. They needed airplane sounds. So I took them in my boat out to LaGuardia Airport, and they recorded airplanes landing. So, see, wow. I'm more than just a pretty face.
You are very elaborate.
Yes, yes. You're right. I have that on my resume. It just says very elaborate.
You're a fancy,
and my phone number.
Fancy
and good,
person.
Yeah. That's right.
The fancy Dick DiBartolo.
The fancy Dick DiBartolo.
He's more than just a pretty face.
He's very elaborate. I think I got to put that on my business card. Dick DiBartolo, very elaborate.
He had an elaborate career that involved recording buoys and making ding-ding sounds and so forth.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
If you know, I think we've done a huge amount to resurrect Sarah Fowler's career.
Yeah.
I think
so, Sarah,
someday
get on the
she's going to
call us.
People are going to come up to her and say, are you the Sarah Fowler? She said, yes, but what do you mean? Well, you are, people, you know, you're the talk of the town. Everybody's saying, where is Sarah Fowler? We need a Wikipedia entry. This could be the beginning of something big for her.
I think it could be.
Unless
she's
in Russia.
As long as she doesn't want any money.
Yeah, no, that we don't do that.
That's right. We don't do money.
I have been informed, Dick, that
yes.
the check is in the mail. I have been informed that. Now, I believe
that. And who informed you of that?
The sponsors.
The kid in the diapers?
No, yes, right.
And a check in your mail.
No, I've been informed that, and we should be getting a check any day now. Probably.
Okay. Will it be here by tomorrow?
Before the snows of winter strike the little bighorn, we shall receive a mail from the...
You don't have a sound effect of something hitting the little bighorn, do you?
I probably could arrange something like that. The problem is they're not organized very well. As you could tell, I'm going to have a sound effect here. Let's see. Little bighorn. You see, I can't just do a search for little bighorn. Let's see. What is this sound? That's not quite it. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Here we go. This might be something. Here's Uncle Henry after the turkey. I don't know where I got all of these.
The tryptophan has kicked in.
The tryptophan has hit the fan.
No, right, exactly.
As they say. So, I don't. Let me see if I have weather of any kind. I don't think I have. I don't have. Now you could use this. They should put this. I'm sorry, honey. I'm trapped in a traffic jam of cows. I can't. The cows. Oh, they're blocking the freeway. They're everywhere. Where no one's getting anywhere. That I won't be home for dinner.
That might be.
I have far too many of these. Wait a minute. Here's something. This is what it's.
That's good for Petaluma excuse. The cows are in the.
Yeah, Petaluma. We got those. This is what happens at the end of the Thanksgiving dinner that Dick goes to. That means. Let's see. Here we go. I'm kind of really. I don't have anything good for. I don't have the snow hitting the mountain.
Okay.
I'm afraid. I'm looking, and I just don't see anything that's anything like.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so.
No, that's not it. How about this?
Cool boy. This kid's gotta go.
Speaking of
I
which,
think this kid's got to go.
It's time for a Mad Minute. I'll stop playing with myself and play a Mad Minute. How about that?
Okay.
And we'll see you next time on the Daily Gizwiz.
I'll be here.
Hi, this is Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's Maddest Writer, with Sarah Fowler on the Mad Minute. Television companies are filling the airwaves with shopping channels, but leave it to this advanced station to offer radio shopping. Sarah, I'm showing the radio audience item number one.
Oh, my word, it's beautiful.
Yes, and this opens,
oh my
and you
God,
can do
look
this.
At those features.
And guess what the list price is?
Oh, at least $200.
The list is $219, but this audience can buy it for $49.97.
What a steal. People will order two or three.
And here's item number two. It can go here.
Ah,
it can go here. Or
whoa,
you can put it there. And guess what that costs?
That's amazing. $45 to $55.
You guessed it. The list price is $52.50, but we're selling it to this radio audience for $91.50.
Wow, that is... Hey, wait a minute. That's $39 above the retail.
Sarah, we lose so much money on the other bargains, we have to make it up somewhere. Until next time, when we have more great bargains, this is Dick DiBartolo and Sarah Fowler here on the Radio Shopping Network on the Mad Minute. Bye!
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.